USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Las Vegas one day ahead of the Nevada caucuses on the Democratic side of things. Mulan Patel was at that rally, and he tells Fox News Republicans are energized this election year.
Yeah, I think this time's definitely different because Trump's been here for 4 years. We've got so much done with the economy, with our trade deals, with everything, and our country has improved so much, and we've seen what the Democrats have wanted to do to this country, and I think that will be enough to persuade people to truly vote for Trump this time and make a difference in the state.
A winter storm is dumping snow on millions of people in North Carolina and Virginia. More than 12 million Southerners are under winter weather alerts, including residents in Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina's two biggest cities. That storm continues to head north and east and will affect the New England states over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
There's a crackdown on coronavirus cure claims. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Independent sellers who falsely claim their product will cure or kill the coronavirus are having their listings removed from Amazon. CNBC says it received a copy of an email that the online retail giant has sent out about it. Amazon officials did recently meet with leaders of the World Health Organization and discussed how to stop misinformation about the outbreak. There is no proven treatment for the new outbreak of coronavirus, which the World Health Organization is calling COVID-19.
The whistleblower in baseball's sign-stealing scandal says he's getting death threats. Former Astros pitcher Mike Fiers told the San Francisco Chronicle he's dealt with death threats before. He's pitching for the Oakland A's this spring training. MLB officials say they're taking steps to protect the player. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In the middle of historical progress being made for African Americans in America, this should be the most celebrated Black History Month in our generation. Instead, we're hearing a lot of talk regarding Michael Bloomberg, former New York City mayor's policy regarding stop and frisk. Jack Brewer is a former NFL player. He shares his message regarding Black History Month on Fox News.
America's Black History Month is about remembering all those black lives, all those slaves that were lost, families that were decimated. I know I'm from Texas, and I've traced my history back to Kentucky. And so I know what it did to my family. I know how, you know, I had to watch my father and my mother, who both went to segregated high schools, struggle. And so we got to remember that as America. That's a part of our history. But at the same time, we can't just talk about the bad portions of our history without talking about the good. And the good portion for Black America is progressing right now. I mean, we're doing so many amazing things from jobs. Martin Luther King marched for jobs and freedom. Let's remember that. And President Trump's policies now are creating more jobs for blacks in America. We have historical numbers being put out for women.
For more news, do remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio, or you can even download the iHeartRadio app and search for USA Radio News. Take us with you wherever you go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.